The report is produced by a coalition of utilities and alternative fuel makers. It looks at different ways companies can comply with the regulation that requires a 10% reduction in the carbon intensity of transportation fuels by 2020. Oil companies want to kill the regulation, in part because they say there won't be enough cellulosic ethanol to comply. Philip Sheehy is with ICF International, which conducted the study. He says the rule has sparked more alternative fuels than expected.
We're seeing that from things like corn oil, animal fats. There was a recently approved application using molasses to turn molasses, which is a byproduct of sugarcane production, into ethanol, which has a, you know, also a very low carbon intensity. So we're seeing innovation.
Apart from biofuels, the study showed that natural gas will play a significant role in helping companies meet the low carbon fuel standard. Amy Quinton, Capital Public Radio News.